Hello, Patriots. Thank you for stopping by Lori and Company show today. This is one of our last longer shows for a while, and I wanted to ask you all to call in today if you would like to share some stories about your own dads or grandpops or stepdads, especially if they served in the military. We're in a new season, but we still have lots of facts and disappointments to deal with. But it's going to be okay, folks. But you got to get under the Laura Bella umbrella. I know that sounds funny, but it just came to me, and I think it's appropriate. You know, rainbow is an arc of colors, and it's a holy sign from the Lord. And if you remember that song, "Get Under My Umbrella, Umbrella, Umbrella," you know, that's a demonic, satanic music culture in Hollywood and made famous very quickly. They decide who gets to be famous and who gets to be on top. And, you know, that song was just a very simple song, but somehow it became, you know, very well known. Well, an umbrella looks like a rainbow. An umbrella is for protection from the sun or from the rain. And I believe that a rainbow is also a sign from the Lord of new beginnings. And, you know, but in the Bible, it says it was symbolize that never again would the Lord be forced to flood the world. Now, the people out there that don't understand the Bible or the supernatural encryption that's in it, or don't understand that Hebrew has a lot more hidden meanings to the letters than English does, and there's a lot of translations, and like the movie with Bill Murray, Lost in Translation, you know, a lot got lost in translation. The core is still there. The message is still there. The important stuff is still there. But, you know, a lot can be misunderstood if you have either ignorant or evil people translating. And not everyone knows ancient Aramaic and Greek and ancient Hebrew and all that stuff. So, you know, get your heads wrapped around the facts that the fact, not an opinion, that a lot has been told to us that it's not true. If you want to call in and talk, it's 319-527-6779. And again, your phone number and name does not show. It's, you know, a great way to make it private. I'm going to open the chat room if you want to go in there and kick it around. You know, when I was first working, I had a job as a switchboard operator, and I, you know, make connected calls from all over the world and all over the country. And they were, a lot of them were from the South, in Durham, North Carolina. And this is a shout out to Rick. And I know that you know the same people I do. So I need you in this fight. You got to talk to the right people who are the movers and shakers, because what you have been through, people need to know about. I met you at a packaging company in New Jersey that I work for, Flexible Packaging. And I know you know who I am. And also I worked with Kelly. And there's a lot of them, so I'm not worried about mentioning that last name. And my English teacher was Mrs. Kelly, and my other math teacher was Mr. Hewitt, H-E-W-I-T-T, and he was a great math teacher. So I've had really good teachers, and that's why I care about education and what they're doing to our children through indoctrination and misleading information and basically cherry picking what they want to push and what they don't. The reason that became militant and got away from the Christian roots and got into Nation of Islam is because they were taught to hate white people by Farrakhan, who's a good, good buddy of Obama, and Valerie Jarrett, the Muslim Marxist born in Iran, to Dr. Vernon Jarrett, who recruited rich Saudis to sponsor black people so that they could be turned into weapons later on. And that's what Obama did. Okay, well, I mean, don't get me started. I ask God every day when I come on this show, don't let me lose my temper, don't let me get mad, and don't let me say the wrong thing. You know, I am protecting a lot of people, and you know, that's really hard to do without sounding like a crazy person. In my family tree, there's doctors and engineers and financial planners and CPAs and all kinds of really great people, nurses and therapists and pharmacists and all kinds of really wonderful people. I do not want their lives wrecked. I don't even talk to them for years now because of trying to not make it easy for this cabal to get people. And I tell you to take your kids' pictures off of public display, and all they do is move the picture up so that the faces of their kids don't show. That's not enough, okay? But take the pictures offline, or make it so that only you or your close friends can see it, because that's the other way that these evil trolls operate. They become friends with your friends, and so they start seeing everything you're saying and posting. The reason that we had identity theft onto us is because my ignorant, unchristian cousin, who I was a bridesmaid in her wedding, yeah, you know who you are, you put up all the family history, all the maiden names, all the places that were lived. You put up a picture of Grandpa's brother, who I believe was recruited by the Nazis and he went to Argentina. Okay, the one that looks like my brother, other brother. So you ended up displaying all of our family history on Facebook, which is run by a bunch of scum. And that's how identity theft is done. Your mother has her maiden name up. But that's a piece of information that you only use when you're setting up important information, you know, living trusts and bank accounts and all that stuff. So, you know, you ended up wrecking my life, and or at least helping to wreck my life. So stop pushing anti-Christian views like transgenderism and all the other crap that you put and raising ignorant kids. Okay, your son is a good guy. Okay, he doesn't deserve a mother pushing this crap. So rein it in and stop putting me and my family at risk. All right, with that said, I mean, she's not listening to this anyway, so I can say what I want to say, but I know how I got into this mess, and it's from stupid people, ones that vote for Obama and Hillary and Biden, and the ones that are being educated by communist teachers. If you only knew how much damage has been done and how precarious it is right now, you'd understand why I can't give up. I want to give up. I want to just go enjoy my life. But every day I wake up and I just see such small, subtle changes. I think, you know, this should be being shouted from the rooftops. Why isn't it? That's because people are tuned out. So, you know, I'm not going to be having this upgraded account any longer because I have to cut my expenses. And that means that I have to get rid of more shows. And that means that stuff that I thought was important won't be out there in the internet to be watched later on. I mean, I'm kind of hoping that this, you know, lasts for a while and people can go back and go, oh, okay, she talked about that on, you know, in 1998. Oh, she talked about that in 2007. Oh, 2010, she was talking about this. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, folks, okay? And, you know, to have nothing to show for it is pretty depressing, but I keep pushing because I keep thinking, yeah, maybe I'm looking at it wrong. Maybe, you know, things are all going to be okay. All right. So President Trump, on my Getter feed under Lori and Company, has a teacup with flowers on top and my face on the teacup because I am a storm in a teacup. I like to be a more impactful person, but I'm just, you know, like a tempest in a, what's the expression? Tempest in a teapot? A tempest in a teacup. Anyway, it's under Lori Parrish, LoriParrish. And I put a link to some information about Trump. And this has been researched by people who actually care about the truth and people who have put countless hours into trying to wake up other people. And Melissa in Texas, Melly of freedomforest.live has incredible videos to help educate even the most clueless leftists out there. And one of those videos talks about the genealogy of President Trump, who I will go on the record right now saying, I also think he's related to Tesla. There's a family resemblance. And it shows up more in the aquiline nose of Eric than it does in, that's another story for another day, but I'm going to say it. And you can laugh at me all you want. I'm telling you what I think. The there's also more to this, which is hard for people to digest, but it has to do with, you can watch this documentary by with William Shatner doing the narrating, who has Jewish relatives. He's Jewish descent. He's from Canada. But he's lived a long life because of this Jewish bloodline that he has. And I believe that bloodline goes back to Jesus. You know, I know that's hard for a lot of people to understand. And, you know, the Jews don't even accept Jesus as the Messiah. So even though Sid Roth, a Jew who has the show It's Supernatural, found where it says Jesus is the Messiah in their Torah or whatever it's called. So, you know, Sid Roth is getting elderly and he's converted. Well, I don't say converted. He's brought a lot of Jews to Christ and he's a good man. But, you know, his show is about showing what people have had happen, miracles that they've experienced. When they have gone to hell, when they've died, you know, things that have happened to them. And he has a lot of guests on that are, you know, very, very believable, and they try to reenact or show what it was that they were seeing. And it's very hard to do because a lot of what you have in dreams and visions it's hard to explain. For one thing, it's not always clear until later on. Like, I didn't want to tell anyone about certain things because I wasn't given a signal from the Lord that it was the time to do it. When I do get those signals, signs, I say it. So Sid Roth is a Jew who came to believe that Jesus was the Messiah. And why does that matter? Because the Jews are waiting on this, you know, other Messiah, and they're also going to be very fooled when this Antichrist comes in pretending to be the Messiah. So that's why we need to get everyone on the same page, like a page of a book. And that's kind of also leads into other stuff. But in my research, I am not convinced that Jesus was a single man at 33 and, very, very but he was called a rabbi. You can't be a rabbi unless you are married and have had kids, because you're not considered wise and smart until then. You know, whatever, people, you know, it may not be what you have been taught, which goes back to the Catholic Church and the control freaks in it. I mean, the Catholic Church recruited Muhammad to go in and steal stuff from the Jews that had things like the Oracle. Yeah, it wasn't strange that that's the company in the Silicon Valley of scum that, you know, is called Oracle. And the Jews at that time, back thousands of years ago, had a not of this world device that was called the Oracle. And that got stolen by the Catholic Church after they sent in Muhammad's army. Then Muhammad decided he wanted to have his own religion and be worshipped. So that's how that came to be. And if I'm wrong, you know, I'm wrong, but I'm pretty certain that a lot of what I'm saying is true. But anyway, I mean, why do you think America got settled? The Protestants and the people that were looking for to get out from underneath the heavy foot of the unjust, tyrannical royal families in every country, and wasn't just in England, they were everywhere and still are. That's how America got settled. People came from everywhere to get away from this evil and this tyranny and this overtaxation and this oppressive, heavy-handed laws and unjust treatment of people. Okay, this America was settled by Protestants, and yeah, the Catholics and the Buddhists and the atheists and the Satan worshippers came along later, but it was mostly done by Protestants. And guess what? When it was being controlled by God-loving good people, it was a pretty decent place to be. Another thing that I want to talk about with President Trump and his heritage, I don't think that this is a conspiracy theory, and it's gossip and a rumor. And I'm not saying it's true, but I think that there might be some validity to it. And, you know, I can't help it that I get sent information or I stumble onto information, and, you know, then I do more research on it, and I think, oh, maybe there's something to it. If you want to know about the history of the Muslim empire, or the rise of the Islamic empire, you can look at Dr. Bill Warner, Warner. He's on YouTube. His presentation is called Why We Are Afraid. And it goes through the history of Islam and the rise of it. And, you know, explains like why Barcelona, Spain has Islamic architecture, and the Etruscans. It's very fascinating. And he's a PhD, not a medical doctor, but he spoke up after 9/11 because he realized, like, wait a minute, you know, something terrible has just happened. And, you know, we're all being told, you know, Islam means peace, and that they're doing what their book tells them to do, okay? And it's not what Obama says, okay? Obama is a lying Marxist dirtbag who should never have been even a senator, let alone a president. Hijacked country. But anyway, Dr. Bill Warner lays out and explains the history of Islam that we were never taught, because that was part of the plan, not to have people be afraid of their radical fundamentalist views and ideology. And the other part of the plan is demonize Christianity and make people fall away from their faith, which, you know, the Bible said would happen, and it has happened. Make the churches empty and the baby carriages empty. That has happened. And to make people confused about what people used to, you know, understand instinctively, which is that We're in a battle against evil, the principalities and dark powers in high places. It's everywhere. It's like a cancer that has spread and metastasized, and we're in deep, deep trouble. And it doesn't have to be this way, but there's too many people that are sleeping still. So it's way, way harder than it should be. I mean, the idea that that President Trump is taken off of social media by some little dirtbag Satanist worshiper, yeah, Jack Dorsey says that he reads the satanic verses. Nobody reads that unless you're a Satanist. It's not something that you get near because it's dark forces, okay? It's evil stuff. You have people like General Flynn and his son under fire just for simply trying to support the president that has asked them to be in his cabinet. And you have arrests being done, like of Dr. Peter Navarro, who's an economic PhD, not a medical doctor, and being treated so outrageously, shackled and handcuffed and publicly humiliated. These people are so freaking sadistic. That's why I loathe them so much, and I wish you nothing but horrible, horrible, painful death. Deserve it. And they arrested Roger Stone. Roger Stone's big sin, you know what his big sin is? For Nixon. He worked for other presidents, but it was mainly that he worked for Nixon. Nixon was a Quaker, and he was a Navy officer, and he was a good man. He just couldn't take the constant vitriol and attacks of the demonic, controlled, paid-off, unfree press, and it made him go a little off the edge. And, you know, he started blaming the Jews for it. These are people who are Jewish descent, but they're not Jewish in their practices and their beliefs and their way they conduct themselves. These are communist, radical Jews who, you know, think that God abandoned them when, you know, Hitler rounded them up and gassed them. That was not God doing it. It was that bad humans were doing it, okay? And these humans, obviously, the Nazis, were possessed by some evil force. But the Jews from that generation, a lot of them blame God for not, you know, intervening. God did intervene at the right time, but he had humans in control, generals in particular, that were being undermined and assassinated and ignored. Force is that powerful, okay? They have a plan that's been in the works for generations, and it just manifested mostly, obviously, during World War II and World War One, but it became obvious during World War Two that this was something, you know, way more out of control. This wasn't just, you know, two sides of a military army fighting, and they, you know, they take the wounded and they, you know, give them treatment, and you know, they have POWs, and those POWs are sent back home or whatever. It wasn't like that. Okay, this was what the Nazis did was so horrific, and even after the war ended, they did a lot of horrible stuff, especially in Holland. Holland was a small country, and they didn't have a very big military force. So the reason I'm mentioning this is that my research that I did indicates that, and also just the physical evidence of the way Trump looks, his family line, his tribe he comes from, is very tall. And that tall line, I think it might be part of his Danish or Scandinavian bloodline. And you know, the bloodlines do matter, because there's also another bloodline on this planet that's, you know, wicked. And they just intermarry to keep themselves pure, because they also get other benefits from intermarrying, which is psychic ability. So that, that's another story for another day. But I mean, a lot of the problems that we're in right now is because people are tuned out and not informed. And I'm not saying I know everything. I just know that a lot of stuff that I think is very fascinating and important isn't even talked about because it's, you know, why wasn't it public knowledge about George Soros being a Hungarian Jew in name only, because he's not a practicing Jew. He had said on TV that he is an atheist and he wants to be God. Why wasn't it common knowledge that that piece of crap was responsible for crashing the British pound and that he helped the Nazis during World War II? And why would any board, corporation, want to have that piece of crap and his son and their friends on their boards? You are colluding with the enemy, the Nazi helper, who seized art and wealth and pointed to the people hiding, trying to stay alive, saying, yeah, the Jews in that house, there, go get them. And he was not an 8-year-old boy, Anderson Cooper, UCIA intern asset, lying dirtbag. George Soros was a teenager, young man, okay? So don't lie. Oh, you just, yeah. No, George Soros is evil and wicked. And then the reason why the Emperor Palpatine in Star Wars looks just like George Soros, and that movie was made in 76. So it foreshadowed the rise of George Soros, who sponsored Obama and Hillary and Biden. So that's who he supports. And if you support George Soros, you're wicked. And anybody he donates to is wicked. I mean, it's not that hard to figure out. Anyway, because during World War II, the generals that were good, and I know this because of reading biographies of famous people. I don't want to say who they are, but famous people. They have a lot of hints that are given, a lot of interesting clues in biographies. One of them was David Niven's book, The Moon's a Balloon, and he was in British intelligence during World War II. Okay, so just because you don't know about something doesn't make it a conspiracy. It means that you're ignorant. And that's not a bad thing. It just means you have to learn. Okay, so that's what this is about. We're about learning and linking together and listening and loving. I mean, I like to get to the loving part where it gets really wonderful, but you have to get through all this other stuff first. But anyway, I want to say about President Trump, go on the record, say it. I believe that President Trump may have been taken in by the Trump family and basically a hidden asset. And why do I say that? Because in my opinion, which I'm allowed to have still for the time being in America, President Trump doesn't quite look like any of his siblings. And, you know, I understand that my siblings don't look the same either. I don't even look like my twin. That's because we're, you know, paternal. We're womb mates. That's my old joke. We're just womb mates. We're in the same place, but totally different babies. But anyway, President Trump is possibly the son of someone very, very important in history. And he is what I call a hidden asset. And he was secreted away, hidden away in the Trump family to protect him because of who his real dad was. And when we come back from the pause, I will talk about that a little bit more. But it does, it's the only way it can be proven is genetic testing. But I'm saying this now because that is why I fight so hard to get the rightful leader of America back in office, because this is the prophecy that Kim Clement saw in 2014, I think it was, that there would be two presidents and we'd have basically a constitutional debacle, and that it would be even made worse because of the cowardice of the courts refusing to even look at the evidence. So the courts have failed us, the Congress has failed us, and the media and the education system has failed us. So what do we have? We have a defunct country. Okay, we had a coup that started long ago, but it became obvious in 2008 when Obama was inserted. He was not elected, he was inserted. And now we have this mess that these demon rats and fake Republicans have created. You know, when I say fake Jew and fake Republicans and, you know, demon rats, I'm saying it for a reason. Okay, what do Republicans have, why would you have anything to do with what the Democrat Party does? Okay, that's the most violent, evil, KKK-formed party there ever was. Only worse would be probably the National Socialist Party, Nazis. Okay, for a bill to send money to the Ukraine, to the bio labs, and to all the big pharma that has their assets there, $44 billion or million, I think it's billion. And that's our money. Who are you to be doing that? What, is that so that they don't send more bioweapons to America so you pay them off? You don't deal with bullies this way, okay? You wipe them out. And we're in this mess because of cowards and people who were paid big bucks, including white hats, to do a job, and they rather worry about their own little piece of the pie instead of taking care of what their job is to the elite citizens and ordinary people get picked off and killed and murdered and ruined and have their assets seized and all that crap that has been done, all because of these people that are paid big salaries in the Pentagon and in the CIA and in NSA. They're paid a lot of money to protect our country and our allies, and instead they just take a powder and buy another mansion. So yeah, Americans are waking up, and that's what they don't want to have happen. They don't want America to be awake. I'm going to mention a couple of things before I put on the break music. Come back and tell you who I think President Trump's father is. Interesting to see if I can actually get back on and say it. But, you know, because I've been having so much interference from and static and attacks. But I'm gonna say what I think after doing my research, all things point to. But I also wanted to make sure that you look at the link called Prepare Today. That's, when I say Patriot Jones, I'm talking about Alex Jones, who was one of the first whistleblowers. He's the one that snuck into Bohemian Grove, where you'd have these world powers illegally meeting in secret to discuss stuff at the Russian River in the Bohemian Grove, big forest, up in the northwest of California. And he snuck in and he's told what he has, you know, stuff, videos and information of what he saw and heard. For one thing, it's illegal for them to have secret meetings at Camp David or anywhere else. But the other part of it is that it's like a club. You know, there's a difference between wanting to let your hair down and, you know, talk shop without being recorded and making big decisions without any input or media coverage or public voters who pay the money that pays your salaries. I mean, hello, you're our employees. Get it? So Alex Jones got a lot of heat for doing that. And it just so happens his family, his father's a dentist and his mother, I don't know what she did. I think she was a swimmer and maybe a teacher. But anyway, he comes from a family in Texas that have a long line of being honorable people who were patriotic. And Alex has happened to know a lot of people in the military and FBI and cops and even probably CIA, because his father was working on them, and his father went to Texas Navy College, I think. So why does that matter? Well, because he was brought into contact with a lot of, you know, important info that wasn't being discussed, that was being hidden. So he started talking about it because he's like me. He was curious, but he also was pissed off. And he's like, wait a minute. And so he's come under fire because of that. And they've wrecked his businesses, and they've tried to audit him so they can see who his sources are and where he gets his stuff from. And he's still standing, and he needs help. So I'm asking you to go to preparetoday.com. Alex has nutraceuticals and things that help, you know, everything from your libido to your eyesight. But the main thing that he's, I think, really good at keeping is food or preparedness. Yeah, I looked into this too, getting a sponsor, and you know, his supplier is a good organization, and they have reasonable pricing and pretty fast shipping. So I recommend preparetoday.com, and it's Alex Jones needs the support because he's been under so much fire and, you know, all kinds of frivolous lawsuits filed against him and, you know, smeared and all the other stuff that they did. I mean, I think Alex Jones has been a big target. You know, Trump once said that he's just standing in the way of us, that he's, you know, taking all the slings and arrows on our behalf, but they're really after Americans. And that's true, okay? They keep picking off people and ruining them and making them poor and making them spend their money and time in court fighting lawsuits that shouldn't even have gone to court because there's nothing there. And that's how they eliminate people that normally would be movers and shakers. I mean, I know there's a lot of people that have become very wealthy who are on the conservative side, and they don't want to lose their fortune trying to speak up. I mean, you have Justin Bieber with his face half paralyzed now, and it's from the jab, folks. I'm sorry, but it is. And he's afraid to say that because, you know, his owners, his handlers, the people that control his money and his gigs and his fame, they've told him, you know, to keep your mouth shut or else. Okay, this group, this, what do you want to call it, Illuminati or whatever, Star Minders, they're ruthless, okay, especially if you don't want to fit in and you start making trouble. And that's why so many stars have left Hollywood and start working independently or for smaller studios, because they don't want to be told what to do. Why do you think they smeared Mel Gibson and wouldn't let him get any roles anymore after he made Hollywood a lot of money, like with the movies he did with Danny Glover, the communist Marxist? Yeah, hope you never get a job again either. You know, Mel Gibson has made a lot of movies, and one that comes to mind is Conspiracy Theory, because you know, he's a very, how can I say this, he's a very clued in guy. Another one that comes to mind is the movie he made called Signs, where, you know, there's alien species on the planet and everyone thinks it's all over, and at the last minute, you know, because I love a happy ending, they figure out, you know, how to defeat this species, and it has to do with water. So Mel Gibson's also making a movie right now about the Rothschilds, which is also going to put him under fire. But the reason that Mel Gibson got in trouble with Hollywood was because of him being off the reservation and talking about the Satanists there and the blood-drinking rituals and the satanic abuse and taking children and torturing them so that their blood gets the a hormone released into it so that it becomes very powerful, which supposedly makes you look younger. And that's why these people now suddenly look really horrible, because they're not getting their supply. They're vampires, people, okay? But the good news is there's lots of stuff that's being held back that is actually going to help people to look younger and live longer. But it's being held back by the same cabal that we're fighting. So, I mean, we don't have to, you know, drink adrenochrome or put, you know, baby placenta cells on our face to look good. There's all kinds of natural good ways to feel and look your best. That's partly what I'm involved with. But you're not going to hear about it from, you know, the lesbian Rachel Maddow or the gay guy Anderson Cooper or the gay guy Don Lemon or the gay guy, what's his name? Ugly little fat toad. I can't remember what his name. Anyway, you're not going to hear about from them because their owners, the big farm that and corporations that own them and the CIA talking points that they receive, tell them what they're supposed to say. And they're supposed to say, Orange Man bad, Trump is a bad man. He had affairs, he did this, he did that. But not a peep about Joe Biden. I mean, come on. You want to know about Joe Biden? You want to know about him? That man should never have been a senator either. Okay? Talk about bottom of the barrel. Anyway, I'm going to put this music on, and I hope it makes you feel better. There's ads on it that I don't know how that got there, but, you know, I'm going to play it. But the song is the theme song to Operation Rainbow, and it's uplifting because it's about standing up and feeling protected by the Lord, and also about being under an illusion, meaning being misled, and that you finally see. I see, you know, your eyes are open, right? That's the part we're in right now, where people are having their eyes opened. So a lot of what people should have known was kept from them. And a lot of it, I think, people are not ready to stomach, to digest, but that doesn't matter because you're holding us back, okay? In order to get to this new place we need to be, we can't be dragging you dumbasses along with us. So either get with it or be quiet and vote. That's what it comes down to. Anyway, I'm going to put the song on and I'll be back in a minute to talk about who President Trump's real daddy is.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with a Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own-cold-foam adventure?
That's right, and no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings. But now I shine with your reflection on me. I'm getting back up on my feet. Written in the palm, you are a statement, explode.
Okay, I hope you like that song. All right, so we're talking about President Trump and his bloodline. And, you know, supposedly there's 13 bloodlines that rule the planet. And Fritz Springmeier has written about this. It's a book called Bloodlines of the Illuminati. And he gets a lot of grief and trouble, too, because he works with people who have survived satanic abuse and other stuff. And so instead of, you know, trying to help him, you know, the demonic force that's in charge, you know, smears him. Just like the FBI chief of LA, Ted Gunderson, tried to expose what he had seen as an FBI chief. You know, he had hundreds of people under him in Los Angeles. I think he might actually, you know something. But he tried to talk about and explain what he had seen investigating homicides and the crimes that he tried to uncover. And, you know, what did he get out of it? He ended up being poisoned and, you know, killed. And it's happened to many, many people. I've had some experience with that recently, but because I'm very tough, I didn't die. Sorry, folks. Sorry, you evil people out there. It didn't work. So the reason that I believe what I do about President Trump is because he is transformational, you know, not like what Obama did, which was, you know, to destroy America, take away, and to have riots every day in every city, and looting, and people being murdered, and having the media cover it up so that, you know, you actually have BLM receiving millions of dollars and not doing anything for the victims that were killed during the protests and the riots, that you are glorifying George Floyd, who the media purposely edited the tape on to make it seem like he was begging for his life, and that's not how it went down, okay? You people are so stupid, and you keep voting for these stupid Democrats. Anyway, you know, one of the things I wanted to say is that just think about what was going on during World War II. In the New York Times, they put what was happening with the concentration camps and the you know, dudes being rounded up and disappearing and all their fortunes being taken afterwards. Yeah, it was also about that. And also their artwork. The New York Times put that information on page 13 of their rag. And it is a rag. Old gray lady, or whatever you call the New York Times. You're not the news. You are a pathetic shadow of what you were supposed to be and what you started out as. You want to get the news, I think the Epic Times and a few other ones are much more on top of things. Or the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H. Anyway, and the Blaze for that matter too. But so you have on page 13 the news about what's happening in Europe being covered. So media here in America covered up the gravity of the situation in Europe. The resistance fighters in Holland, in France, in Greece, even in Sweden and the Danish countries, you know, Switzerland, they tried to, you know, keep a low profile, but, you know, they were trying to get the word out, like, hey, you know, we've got a big problem here. And, you know, what didn't happen overnight, you know, that's why my grandparents left Germany, because they left long before Hitler, because, you know, they saw the writing on the wall. But by the time Hitler had come into power, the people were basically in the situation we're in now, hyperinflation, and there was no jobs. They had factories, but they had nobody making orders, so there wasn't any reason to hire anyone. So basically, it was a country on the down, on the decline. And so Hitler was kind of, his timing was very good to come into power. And he wasn't a German, he was an Austrian. And he was also, I think, Jewish descent, but he hated the Jews, so go figure. But you know, there is some also buzz out there that Merkel is his relative, daughter maybe. Well, who knows? But and Angela Merkel, she hates her country too. I've seen her on video throwing down the German flag, okay, and being, you know, for the EU. What do you think the EU is, people? It's not a union of European countries. It's an oligarchy, and you lose your sovereignty, and you lose your rights, and you lose your own currency, your own language, your own culture, because you're part of the cabal now. So, you know, you have the people voting to get to leave the European Union, and yet that those scumbags, the CFR, and the rest of them are still around, the other Annenberg and all the UN scumbags. I mean, you know, you people, God, it's like, how can you live with yourself? Oh, I get it. You get a big fat paycheck and you vacation in San Moritz every year. Anyway, so you had this big cover-up going down about World War II in the preamble, and the British people, you know, they were working on trying to figure out how you can get a plane to land on a carrier, and, you know, to bring troops in, and, you know, to have, so it was a lot of scrambling around that had to be done. And speaking of planes, that reminds me, this is for Pastor Jane Vaughn, your book America 101. You have a typo in there. You have the word plane written as an aircraft. It's supposed to be P-L-A-I-N, as in amber waves of grain across the fruit-tipped plains. It's, before you print that book again, you got to make that change, because it's not plane, P-L-A-N-E. You should have it as P-L-I-N, P-L-A-I-N. Anyway, so, you know, if you look back at older movies during World War II, which I grew up with that. My brothers were into that, and my mom was a big movie person, because as I said before, you know, my parents came into, got married right when the movie industry was starting to really boom, and all the studios started, you know, pumping out movies like RKO and Universal and Paramount and you know, all the big studios that happened to be mostly run by Jews, but a lot of them were actually not practicing Jews. They were Jew in name only, as I say. And why does that matter? Because, like, Dennis Prager is a Jew, but he's a real Jew. And, you know, he understands his faith. He understands the language. He tries to live the teachings of the books he was raised on. You know, he's not simple one, do unto others as you want to be have done to you. I mean, he is a good man. He's a Jew, okay? But he's a real Jew, not a fake Jew like George Soros and a lot of these Jews in Hollywood. Those are communist Jews, and they're it's a certain, shall we say, tribe of a certain bloodline, and it's evil. And that's why they took over Hollywood. So anyway, so you have all this, you know, big problem suddenly where, you know, we're going to go to war, and everyone's flat-footed, no one's ready, including America, including the Brits and even like, you know, Canada and Australia, you know, they weren't planning on going to war, but they got into it and they, you know, the Allied forces came to be in, I'm starting to get choked up. We worked together and we got the job done. You know, it's really to the credit of the Americans and the Canadians and the Australians who saved Europe, okay? Sorry to tell you that, but, you know, you hate America? Well, if it wasn't for us, you'd be speaking German and be in concentration camps. So for a Jew, any Jew out there, to vote for a Democrat is ridiculous. Until the 1950s, most Jews were conservative. Most Blacks were conservative. They were married. They had jobs. They were respectful. They had manners. They were kind. They were good. They were trying to do good things. They became important things like doctors because they, you know, a very intelligent group of people. Not now. So the reason I'm mentioning this is that we had a big learning curve to achieve into the war. I can see that FDR, you know, dragged his feet a bit because he knew we weren't ready. But one of the ways that they got the country mobilized and all on the same page was to create a false flag. And what is a false flag? False flag is when you have higher level powers, and they're not always good, do something to change public opinion or to shape it at least, and also to facilitate another goal. And it doesn't mean that it didn't happen or that people didn't die or that there wasn't a bigger, better good as part of it. But all these false flags that we've seen with across the country, they've all been done by Democrats, people who have worked for Obama, people who know Hillary. The Democrat Party literally hires MS-13 to do their hit jobs. Yep, that's true. And the false flags were done by people maybe under mind control, but you know, most likely they're just stupid Democrats who are patsies and pawns of the Democrat Party. I mean, as you have seen with the coverage of the January 6th quote unquote insurrection, you know, they don't show Roy Epps' ugly face on the videos telling people to go inside the Capitol. That's because Roy Epps is an FBI asset paid for by the cabal, and the cops in D.C. are cabal cops. And those cops that are Black in D.C. are a bunch of Freemason Satan worshipers who don't even know that they're worshiping Satan. Maybe they're that stupid they don't even know it. But, you know, they lie for pay, including the woman on the stand recently saying she wasn't trained on how to take care of crowds. Well, actually, you were. That was your training that you received when you were hired as a Capitol Police officer on how to control crowds, how to look for problems, how to, you know, make sure that that public safety is fine. And why was that woman, skinny little thing that she was, tiny little thing, out there by herself holding a fence with the Patriots there pushing against the fence? Why was she by herself? It's all optics, people. Don't you understand? That's what a false flag is. They present the narrative and they shape it and then they run the same video over and over again on every paid off controlled media outlet. And then, oh, the public thinks that the people that were in D.C. on January 6th, you know, they're a bunch of rebel raisers and rebel rousers and must have been the Proud Boys that did it. And, oh, it was the militias and the pro-gun people that did it. They're trying to shape the narrative, okay? The people that were at the rally weren't in the Capitol. The Capitol event happened long before Trump's rally was over. And Trump is on video, as well as Alex Jones, saying, you know, we're going to go to the other side of the Capitol and do it peacefully, and we're going to protest the certification of this bogus election, and it was bogus. I mean, he had to be brain dead to not think it was a legitimate election, to think it was a legitimate election. So anyway, the people aren't watching these videos of the January 6th thing because they know it was a false flag. They know that it had insurrectionists were Democrat voters in it. They had BLM wearing Trump hats. They had Antifa, which is Nazi party related. And there's a Nazi party in Greece called the Golden Dawn Party. I told you about it a long time ago, but nobody listens to me. They had the Nazi influence with Antifa. They had the same fascist flag that the Nazis had in Europe. So it's the same group being controlled by the same money. So the January 6th thing, you know, you have this group of real men and patriots, and Ashley Babbitt, who was a veteran and a good woman, go there to witness what's going down. But also, we have a right to go into the Capitol. It's not off limits. And they were invited in. A lot of them peacefully went in. And yeah, some of them got a little rowdy. But what they're showing was orchestrated violence, and with the people that were doing it, if you have someone trying to defend themselves, or hey, you know, what are you doing? You're beating up that woman or whatever. It's going to look like there's violence, but it could actually be that they are under siege. There was gas bombs thrown. Okay, that wasn't done by our people. Now they're lying and saying, oh, well, they didn't have weapons with them, but they had weapons in the hotel rooms and the trunks. That's also a lie, because for one thing, the whole area was secured because President Trump was there. So the whole Capitol was under high alert. It was Pelosi and the D.C. lesbian Mayor Lightfoot who refused to have, I say that she's a lesbian because she's proud about it, so let's just say she's a lesbian. But it also might mean that she's mentally off, because apparently she likes to put people in danger and refuse to have extra security in D.C. when there's millions more people there than usual on January 6th. So it makes her incompetent and makes her a good person to sue. So I hope she gets sued off the caboose. Anyway, if you go into a hotel and you know, the first thing they do is inspect your room to see if you got anything in it when you leave the room. Okay. And you can't bring in, you know, piles of bags of guns and not have it be noticed. Okay. So just, and they have surveillance everywhere. So this big fat lie that the Demon Rat Party is saying, that there was guns in the hotel rooms and in the cars, and we were just waiting to take over if we wanted to take over DC, it would have been done already. Okay, you people in Congress, Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of you scumbags, all you radical Marxist Muslims that are in there, all you lying dirtbags at Ocasio Cortez, Occasional Cortex. if we wanted to take over DC, it would be done. Okay, you should count yourself lucky that we've tried to give you an opportunity to do the right thing. It's too late. You missed the opportunity. So now it's going to rain down on you so hard that you're not going to know what hit you. Schumer said that the justices of the United States would not know what hit them. We have coming for you, Justice Gorsuch, Justice Kavanaugh. You won't know what hit you. You'd release the fury. So if a senator of the United States, Chuck Schumer, little ugly fart married to an ugly woman, if you can say that, I can say that. Okay. You've released the whirlwind because you haven't done what you should do. You are not only pathetic at your jobs, but you are endangering American citizens, and you won't have a paycheck. Okay, simple as that. How do you think countries can operate if they don't have any money coming in? Right, you're not in control. You think you're in control, but you're not. All right, so getting to my big conclusion after researching President Trump. So President Trump, he married the mothers of his children. He married, he's not, you know, he's a man that actually is careful about how he lives his life, because he actually cares about his health. I mean, only morons would have indiscriminate sex nowadays, okay? I mean, if you want to risk getting hep and hepatitis and risk getting AIDS and HIV and all that other stuff, you know, any thinking person is careful about what they do with their body. So to President Trump's credit, you know, he had a lot of women throwing themselves at him, especially when he was single. He stayed single into his 30s. So I'm sure he wasn't, monk, but, he's a very selective person. Look at the people he's married. They're very beautiful, especially Melania, people, you know, tall and strong and beautiful people in their own right. And I'll be frank with you, what he said in his interview, what wrecked up his first marriage was that Ivanka was basically an employee, and she was wanting this and that, and she was trying to do a good job because she's took her job seriously, and all they would talk about is work and problems, and, you know, it took away the romance, and it took away the husband-wife relationship and made it more of a boss and employee relationship. And that's what wrecked up his first marriage. And his second marriage, he said that he knew it was, he shouldn't be getting married when he was walking down the aisle that day, but, you know, she was having a baby and, whatever. And then his third marriage, he wasn't even expecting to get married again, but he saw Melania at a party and he was blown away by her. And she is pretty impressive. I mean, if I was gay, I would be gay with her. I mean, what a woman. But I mean, she has that movie star quality about her, that kind of presence, but also she radiates something. And I gush about women that often, but I think she's unusual looking, as well as how classy she's behaved considering what she's been through and the attacks on her son. So anyway, he gets married to Melania, and right away he's demonized. Everything he's ever done and said is brought out, you know, the Stormy Daniels and, you know, Russian collusion and all these horrible lies and smears. And even if they were true, what does it have to do with running the country, okay? Now there's being smears being done about Ronald Reagan, President Reagan. I've studied him. I've read his books. I've listened to his speeches. I don't know whether he was, you know, a cabal asset, as some people say, but I don't think he started out that way. I just think he was like Trump, and he kept getting it, meeting up to brick walls after brick walls, and not and being undermined. And he started having dementia or something like that, Alzheimer's. So he became an easy target. And let's face it, the media are ruthless and they're demented and they have absolutely no regard for anyone unless you're a Democrat. I'll give you an example of that. When Rush Limbaugh came out that he was, you know, addicted to OxyContin, they were ruthless to Rush Limbaugh. I mean, he was in extreme pain, and he got addicted to the meds, kind of like House, you know, Hugh Laurie on House. You know, you just start off small, and you keep needing a bigger fix. Well, they didn't have any sympathy for Rush, but then some movie star gets, you know, into rehab or falls off the wagon or whatever happens, and, you know, all this, you know, sympathy and compassion, but not for someone who, on the right, only for people on the left. And that's one of the reasons why I have absolutely no respect for today's journalists. I know a kid who became a journalist, got his master's in journalism, went to D.C. and he left because he couldn't stand how wicked and that whole media apparatus operation is for the ones that he worked for anyway. So, I mean, imagine being a young man and you spend your time and money and getting your master's in journalism, and then you go to try to use it and you realize that you're not working in a free press and you're being told what to say and not to cover this and don't say that and all that stuff. Politics and journalism should not be as messed up as it is. And that's because people without any morals, without any integrity, without any honor, without any loyalty, without any patriotic spirit, without any decency in them, they will rip apart anybody that they're told to, and they'll do it for money. So that's what's going to come out, is that the media was paid off to lie. And not just that they lie because they're stupid or because their owners and their boss told them to. They were given money to lie. And that alone is reason enough why they're not protected under the law anymore, because they've knowingly colluded, knowingly committed sedition, knowingly were saboteurs, knowingly were provocateurs, knowingly were spies, knowingly were traitors. All right, so you're screwed, people in media. You're totally screwed. So maybe that's why lesbian Rachel Maddow has been defending the January 6th people, because she's worried about her ass going to prison. Not enough woman in there for you, right, Rachel? Won't have enough action. I'm sorry to be so mean about that. I'm not anti-gay. I'm anti these people doing what they've been doing and preying on kids, P-R-E-Y, preying on kids, by using their propaganda to shape public opinion. So false flags. So it gets back to what happened to get us into World War II. So the nation, already was pretty war-weary from World War I, which was horrendous and horrible. There's movies been made about that should open your eyes to how barbaric that was and how unequipped we were. So the Americans especially weren't that interested in getting into World War II. Had to do something to get us all motivated. And what do you think they did to motivate America to start sending their troops, their sons and husbands and their loved ones to go fight in a war across the ocean to liberate Europe from the Nazis? What do you think was done to get everyone shock and awe? The bombing of Pearl Harbor. That was not a surprise attack, okay? They just didn't bother to tell anybody because they had that intel coming in and it was ignored. And somebody gave the order to ignore it. You don't have a whole fleet of ships off of Hawaii and nobody knows that, Japan might be sending over a fleet of ships. I mean, come on. So I'm not saying that it didn't happen. I'm saying that it happened, but it could have been prevented. But it was very effective in getting everyone motivated to get the factories making parachutes and, rounding up metal to for giving to the government so they could make ships and, big war effort. And that's what a little bit the movie, one of my favorite movies, It's a Wonderful Life, covers. How a country went from peace to being at war and how the people reacted. Now, why does that matter? Well, because right now Joe Biden is trying to pretend that he is FDR. Sorry, I have the hiccups. FDR created 89 different agencies during his dictatorship, and it was a dictatorship. He just won election 4 times. Come on. He expanded the government big time because he was a socialist dirtbag. Spent money like a drunken sailor, as John McCain would say. And he made sure that government became even bigger and more powerful than it had been. The founder's original idea for this country was small and strong local government and a very small as possible federal government. So FDR did his thing, and then he got us into the mindset of going to war. And then after we were at war, he dragged it all out. And when his generals said to him, why aren't you bombing the railroad tracks that were taking the Jews to the concentration camps? FDR said, you're fired. And if you weren't, and the ones that gave him a lot of trouble, they ended up getting killed. Okay, and the way they were killed and how they died is not accurate. Let's put it that way. So one of those people that was a general that didn't take any crap and tried to do what had to be done to end the war quickly. Was Patton. Okay. And there is some researchers believe that Trump was actually Patton's offspring. And he was set with the Trump's family to protect him. And I actually kind of think the resemblance is there as well. But FDR was no hero, Bill O'Reilly. And so stop saying that. You're misleading a generation of kids. There's nothing to point to that FDR did well. He married his cousin. What does that tell you? This group of people, these sick freaks, they marry their own relatives. There's a reason they do that. I could tell you what it is, but Fritz Springmeier book, his book, Bloodlines of the Illuminati, get into this. There's much more happening than what people are aware of. And, you know, I don't want to even be talking about this stuff, okay? But the media refuses to, and the shows that have lots of viewers and lots of important guests, they won't touch the subject. So I'm telling you that President Trump is supposed to be the president, and the reason he is not president is not God's doing, it's man, humans doing it. Okay, they have put a wrench in the works. They put, you know, threw something into the cog or whatever you want to call it, and they're the ones that have really wrecked up what's supposed to be, including prosperity and liberty. They are the ones that are preventing it. And most of them are Democrats. You know, you have these Democrats talking about gun control when Senator Yee was trafficking guns. That gets all hush-hush by the paid-off media. You have people that Obama knew, like Kwame Fitzpatrick and Kirkpatrick, whatever it is. He's in charge. When the Boston bombing goes down, guess who else was there that day for the marathon on Boston bombing, which happened to fall on Patriots Day? Back when that happened, I watched that very closely too, because I had just lost my college job, and so I was paying attention because I was like, what is this? You know, always with Obama, there's always all these mass shootings and problems. Well, the Boston bombing didn't go down the way they claim either. And the videos and the photos of all that have been taken off by the cabal, but they were on DuckDuckGo at one time. And shall we say, there's a lot of really good actors but they also happen to show up at Sandy Hook, and they also happen to be at Boston, and they also happen to be at the Batman Theater, and they also they seem to be in the studio at the Miami gay nightclub shooting. And you know, so you have to first realize that what you see is not always what it really is. I mentioned in the notes about the watching that movie Paint Your Wagon. One of the big reasons is that it really shows California's unique history in the expansion to the West, and the you know how gold really tied into it. And I've lived in Valencia, Santa Clarita. They have they had I think that was the place they first found gold. And it also showcased Clint Eastwood when he was, I think, in his prime. And he sings in it. And he has actually a very good voice, and he sings the song, Elisa. And he also, Harv Presnell belts out Mariah. And it's a beautiful song. And even Lee Marvin sings Dirty Gold in it and some other songs, Wandering Star. And he is very good in that as well. But, you know, it's not a show for kids, I guess, but it is important to have kids see how the West was, how America came to be. So, like, you have the show Yellowstone that is very, got a lot of acclaim and very popular. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that the star of that, Kevin Costner, is, you know, more of a libertarian, not a whack job leftist. But Kevin Costner is married to my former dentist's. His wife is married to the dad of who was my dentist. But I think that's funny. But I think I said that wrong. Kevin Costner's wife, I think it's his current wife, I've been following him. But her dad was my dentist briefly in Valencia. So anyway, I'm pretty sure about that. But the show Yellowstone, really well done. It's gotten a lot of acclaim. And it was just, you know, I think like a movie quality type of show is very, very well done, but it's too violent and too sexy for kids to see. And, you know, there are a few shows on TV, like, Heartland Stars. I'll have to find them. I have seen some shows that are dealing with the West that are not, you know, R-rated, but they're very few and far between because, you know, what the producers and the studios care about is making money. So they don't really want to make shows for kids that, you know, that show wholesome behavior and, you know, show how to be a good human. Like, as an example, the show The Waltons, you know, that's by Earl Hamner, made that. You know, it was a very, very simple story, very nice characters. It wasn't any sex going down or cheating or, you know, bad language or disrespect towards parents or, you know, it was about struggles and how family support makes a difference to get through those struggles. But, you know, Michael Landon made Highway to Heaven, same kind of stories, you know, no sex, no bad language, just stories about people. So have your kids watch that. Okay, don't just be lazy and let them, you know, watch shows that are made for grown-ups, because it's abuse of a child to have them exposed to that. And I know all about this because I had an older sister who was very good at, not behaving right around her younger siblings. I was a lot younger. And, she'd putting makeup on us and taking us into bars, nice dancing clubs and that kind of stuff when we were underage, letting us drink. She had older friends, so those friends were inappropriate towards me in particular. You have to try to protect your children from being, and let them be kids is what I'm saying. Don't just assume, they're going to hear about it from their friends. No, then they shouldn't be with those friends. Those friends are doing that and talking to them about that. They're not friends you want to have them with, which is partly why you really shouldn't have your kids hang out with older kids because, they're further ahead. And so they'll use bad language or they'll, talk about having sex or whatever. And, they're your treasure. Guard them like a treasure. That means guarding them from bad influences in school as well as, in your own neighborhood. So I can see if they wanted to protect President Trump, assuming that he is, that Mr. Trump, Fred Trump, was not his real biological father, that he was a friend of Trump's real parents, they would put him into this family. I mean, his family don't look anything like him, but his siblings, but that doesn't mean anything. But I just really strongly get this impression that he doesn't, I mean, he has very accomplished people in his family, and unfortunately he lost his best friend, his brother, last year, I think it was. But, he has a sister who's a federal judge, I believe. He has a very, special family. But there's something about Trump that I just feel like he does not look like he belongs in that family. And I might be wrong about that. I could post the links about it, but I'd rather you just go try to, go on your own adventure and figure it out. But if he is related to Tesla and he is related to Patton, that's another good reason to, have him at the helm righting the ship, because we need people with leadership skills, and we need them in different areas of the country, because the children that are being rescued, they're not just from, Hollywood. They've been transported all over the place. They just got, I think it was announced by Owen Schroyer on InfoWars. I think he just was talking about that they picked up, they rescued a bunch of kids up in Ohio. I think is what he said. This is not just like fentanyl is in every city. Before, they used to just put it into the ghettos, and then that's why you had so much drug use in poor areas and ghettos run by Democrats. Yeah, you people don't do anything well. Just waste money and abuse kids. The fentanyl is everywhere now, not just in the cities. And same thing with the sex trafficking. Now, personally, I think this is more than just people wanting to have sex with kids or have slaves. This is about human sacrifice. And that's what Ted Gunderson, the FBI chief of Los Angeles, used to talk about. And guess where a lot of it was happening? In Bel Air. And Bel Air, as in Prince of the Air. Satan is the Prince of the Air. And so, you know, you have a lot of people who have made their money by doing horrible things and they don't want it coming out. So they just, you know, kill off anybody who knows about it. And I believe that's what happened to a few famous stars recently who have died. And, you know, it's kind of hard to hit your head in a hotel room and bash it in unless the bed has wood on it, and it didn't. So, you know, what they say is not what really happened. So I encourage you to listen to on YouTube to Dr. Bill Warner's presentation called Why We Are Afraid. And it goes into the history of Islam. And I'm not saying that Muslim people are bad. I'm saying that the hijacking of that faith by really wicked people has caused a lot of troubles. And one thing that you must admit that President Trump accomplished while he was president was to get the Muslim nations to stop fighting and hurting each other and to think about having peace and prosperity. I used to be able to post this picture that I had showing what Afghanistan and Iraq looked like and Iran looked like in the 1970s and 80s compared to now with the burqas and the Islamic army of head choppers. And I can't post that anymore. Okay, Iran and Afghanistan and Iraq, they were more like America and Israel than how they are now, right? So what happened? It's the cabal, this evil regime getting in and wrecking things up and, you know, letting groups like the Taliban and the Golden Dawn Nazi Party come to power. And then they get in there and want the resources. And so they, I mean, that's partly what happened with Gaddafi of Libya. He wanted to go on his own currency, and the Federal Reserve, World Bank, IMF did not want that. So they killed him. And Gaddafi had a horrible, horrible death. He was sodomized and it was very brutal. So, you know, when the cabal is done using you, they get rid of you, because they don't want you to, you know, talk. So that's the other part of this. I mentioned earlier, about Mike Lindell on another show. I talked about him. Mike Lindell just had his stuff, his product line removed from Walmart, as well as Bed and Bath and a bunch of other retailers. And yes, they have the right to do that. But, you know, his production was done with the idea that they would be ordering many units. So he's between a rock and a hard place right now. And he has spent, you know, I think $30 million of his own dollars trying to get to the bottom of what happened on Election Day 2020 and hiring forensic scientists and computer people and people who can look at algorithms and, you know, see what trends are and all that stuff. And he needs financial support. And I'm going to ask you to help him because he's done so much and he's such a patriot. And, you know, here's a man who used to be a crack cocaine addict, and he's employing people now. And he's employing people who, some of them are veterans, some of them are not, and some of them are people who are recovered addicts. So rather than throwing these people to the wayside and saying, well, you were an addict, you know, you'll never amount to anything, I can't trust you to be an employee, he takes chances on people, and he's hiring people who have given up being, you know, alcoholics or, you know, drug addicts. And, you know, that's partly why more and more people are going to be working from home and not going back to an office, which is actually more cost effective for employers, because you don't have to deal with the problems associated with a contract when you hire someone and they don't work out, or that the person brings their troubles to work. Like, I'll give you an example. You know, so you hire some lady and she has a crazy ex-husband and he comes into the workplace and, you know, kills all the employees and her as well because he's you know, mad that she's divorced him or won't let him see his kids or wants more alimony or, you know, whatever it is. You know, I don't think there's a lot of reasons not to be working in big office buildings nowadays, especially considering how many whack job leftists, Marxists, communists, perverts, Satanists, and pedophiles there are. That's the Democrat Party. Are you so proud now? And as far as, you know, why I'm say some comments about, you know, lesbian Maddow, I've had in my life women come on to me, people that I thought were my friends, make passes at me. And I also had one that was married who was a lesbian and her husband made a pass at me and then he refused to drive me home and he left me out in the middle of the field and it was pitch black and I was so scared because I wouldn't comply. So I have like some experiences that have made me very anti militant gay, but there are good gay people out there and I know it and I know some of them. And, you know, it's not about being anti-gay, it's about being anti-radical agenda gay. So if Maddow's going to start, you know, not trying to instigate violence against the people that were in D.C. on January 6th and who have been unconstitutionally illegally held for all this time, you know, I'll start praising Maddow. Right now, she's just a lesbian who got a job because she's a lesbian. That's how I look at it. You know, I can't get a job, but she can have a job because she's a lesbian. I mean, what is her claim to fame? What newspapers has she written for? What wars has she covered? What's her track record? So she knows English and she writes well or speaks well or reads well. What is her accomplishment? Who has she employed? President Trump employed people all over the world. Okay, it wasn't just in America. He's a builder. He's a mover. He's a shaker. Okay, and he's actually the person that was foreshadowed in one of my favorite movies, directed by Frank Capra, who was a war correspondent. It's a Wonderful Life. George Bailey is Trump. Okay, in that story, George Bailey has all these big ideas and he wants to get out of this little dinky town and go do big things and build and he wants to be an architect and wants to go off to college and he's going to go here and go there. And then the war happens and his life gets derailed. And we're in a war right now. And instead of just having a good old life, he ends up having to stick around and take care of his father's business. And then he has to try to figure out how to stop the evil from spreading. That's Potter in the story. And then he has to try to have a good life, even though he's has all kinds of obstacles that come out. And he gets in the story, he gets to see what his life would have been like if he hadn't been born. And my twin is a librarian, like Mary, one that George Bailey marries. So well, that's a whole other story. But the bottom line is Trump is a consequential man. He's a transformational man, and he is someone that we should be grateful to have leading our country. And he managed to do so much even under full-on threat from the media as well as the cabal. And the cabal is very powerful. You know, they whisper and they meet in back rooms and they undermine and you think that they would do what they did to Trump to any Democrat president? Joe Biden's son is a communist Chinese puppet. They have the evidence about what he did, that his father was well aware of it in the emails, and Joe Biden is the big guy, okay? That's how Hunter Biden refers to him. And these are a crooked criminal family that has made a lot of money, as well as the Pelosi's and Feinstein's and the Schumer's and all that. They're not making the money as public servants. They're making money in other ways. And that's what's got to stop. You can only stop that if you have term limits. All right, if you want to find out more about the waste and abuse done mainly by Democrats, openthebooks.com. A long time ago, I put out a post, and I put it on Scribe, and, you know, I put it out there and took a lot of heat for it, but it documented all the crimes and things that have been done by the Democrat Party. And, you know, their solution was to, you know, try to come up with some for on the Republican side. If, you know, if a person is a Christian, they're not, you know, having sex with kids or with other people. So don't try to pretend that it's the, you know, that Christians are evil. We're not evil. People that pretend to be Christians are, yeah, that's true. People who hurt kids are not Christians. People who have no issue with hiring hitmen are not Christians. People who make money from the selling of humans, whether it be aborted babies or, you know, live human beings, you're not a Christian. Nancy Pelosi, you were denied communion, Holy Communion, because you're not a good Catholic, okay? You're nothing. You're a demon. You're possessed, and you don't even know it. And yeah, you can be possessed and still look like a normal human being. I'm going to take this call. Thanks for calling Lori and Company. How are you today?
How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Where are you calling
from? You know, I'm in the Midwest, either in Missouri or down in the South. Depends on the type of time of the year. But so you make
Missouri,
some good points.
Show me state.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that the slogan for Missouri? Show me.
Yeah, that's the slogan for the state of Missouri. You know, the people that say that they support the Constitution, especially the Second Amendment, but they won't show it by wearing a piece of iron on their hip. Or if you're afraid of the iron, wear a holster to send a message. And I propose that and speak to people and say, wear that iron. Put that
like a concealed
gun
carry
on your hip.
Carry it.
Regardless, because see another thing too, states are going to have to tell the federal government that we are not going to support anything that you enact that's unconstitutional. The federal government gets its powers from who? It gets its powers from the states. The federal government.
But the states aren't listening to their people. You know, California is not a blue state. They just control it as if it is.
Then you know what needs to happen? It's just like if your kids don't listen to you. You get them back under control. You have to do the same thing with those state legislatures. Get their butt back under control. Because if you don't, everybody's going to be running wild, playing buck wild. And that's what we're seeing now. You vote for these congresspersons. They go and do what they want, like some ridiculous things called I vote my feelings, vote my heartfelt feelings and convictions. That's not the reason that you're there. You're there to express and carry out the will of your constituents. In the same way with the state legislatures. And let me give you an example. There's no place in the Constitution where the federal government can hold land, own land. The only land that's mentioned that they can hold would be related to the Western Hemisphere during the time that they was having the Indian battles in structures called forts, like the old TV series, F-Troop.
Forts. I remember that.
But no place else. That is state land. And states should say, we're going to explore, drill, and extract the natural resources that's within our land. And like Alaska, if we need to or want to, we would share those revenues with the people of the state in the form that, what do they, Alaska call it, allocations, or I can't think of the word, but they share those profits with the people of Alaska.
Right. I forget what there is a special word for it, but you're right that the indigenous people as well as the Alaskan citizens have a share.
Absolutely.
So why do you think the government? Why do you think the government's grabbing so much federal land?
They grab the state land because the state let them do it.
Right, I said
people come up with these allocations. Yeah. People come up with these ideas saying they're going to have these detainment camps and reservations and things like that. They do the things they do because the state let them do it. States should impose spending limits on the federal government, too. See, the federal government has no police powers. So what can they do to a state? Say they're going to withhold funding to the state? Well, the state say you can't withhold funding because that's tax money, and we won't give you any taxes. You as a citizen of the state have much power. The states are 50 different countries. They're all sovereign. They have their state constitution and everything that their constitution allow to exist. And I'll tell you something else, too. When it comes down to voting, the federal government should have set the standards for ballots as allocated in Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution. They can have, at the polling place, separate ballots. You got a federal ballot with federal candidates on it. Then once you cast that ballot, you can go cast your state and local ballot. And one of the reasons why, when you got states that allow illegals and municipalities that allow illegals to participate in the voting system, where if they got a ballot, you think they're not going to walk on up to the top of the ballot and cast marks for the federal candidates? And if they did, how would you know? There's no names on ballots, if I'm not mistaken. Have a separate ballot. And you have to go through a vetting system similar to a U.S. passport to make sure that you are legally here in the United States in order to vote for a federal candidate. That's my solution.
No, so that's the whole thing. We can put our heads together and we could come up with solutions, but that doesn't. If the representatives in Congress won't do what we ask, then what's our alternative? I mean, they won't give themselves a vote for a term limit. They won't vote
the alternative. The alternative, get rid of the ass. Simple as that.
How do you get rid of them if they lose and they still? I mean, you can't possibly.
You recall them.
I don't believe that Feinstein and Schumer and Pelosi and what's that other little these people aren't winning elections.
Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff looked like a Martian.
Pardon?
Recall it? Adam Schiff is the one that you're probably speaking of. Let me tell you something else that needs to be done, too. Parents and school districts need to take back control of these school boards, because that's where it all begins. You indoctrinate kids at an early age, and when they get grown, they start acting out a behavior that's anti-American, that's even anti-family, that's even anti-whatever their religion in that family is. That's what they're attacking now. They're attacking the kids. They're attacking the kids with the explicit material that they're showing them in books and material in these elementary schools. They're attacking them with these vaccination mandates. That should be left up to the parent, not the CDC, who does not have any legislative authority. All they can do is say, well, we recommend this, we recommend that. That's simply all they have. So if you let them take the power away from them, they're going to do it.
But that's the part that I'm having trouble trying to figure out, is how we can, like you say, go to school boards and go, that's happening. But I don't know whether you notice it, but they are having cops at these places. They're basically stormtroopers, hired cabal cops that, you know, are basically paid to try to intimidate the public. And then the parents speak up and say, look, I'm here because, you know, this is the pornography that your teacher had my kid read, and I want to know why that's happening. And then the parent is told, oh, you can't talk about that. This is a public forum, but you're not allowed to talk about that. Another parent spoke up and said, my kid was raped by a boy pretending to be a girl that in the girl's bathroom.
Yeah, I remember
school.
That.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the whole thing. A lot of times, we think, oh, we're going to stand up and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. But this criminal cabal, this shadow government, their operatives, their people that they put in place, I don't see how we can get rid of them without violence. And I don't want to advocate violence, but voting doesn't, our votes have no meaning anymore. They're pretending that California is a far left state, and it's not. It's just the cities run by morons and illegals. And then you go to a school board, you get arrested. I mean, I've been through this.
Your name is Lori, right?
Yes,
you're Lori?
Yeah.
Lori, you say you don't advocate violence, but when you try to make changes, they advocate violence against you, right? I mean, that's what it looks like to me. You have to get these people gone. That police department, the citizens of that municipality is the ultimate authority of the police. Who picks up the liability when they do something wrong? It's the citizens. You're going to have to clean house. It's going to have to be more than one movement in this recover, reclaim America. Clean house. Start your legislature to impose, to enact recall of school board members. And recall them the next day. Start the process. Get rid of them. Another thing.
If you do that,
the
legislators will be dead. The cabal kills people. Okay, if you speak up, they kill you. I'm a nobody.
But why are they trying about taking your guns? They're afraid of you if you are armed. You know, in World War II, the most powerful navy in the world, when they done the egregious act at Pearl Harbor, their leader, Yamamoto, if I'm not pronouncing the name wrong, he did not invade America. Why? Because they was afraid every American had and every blade of grass.
Right, behind every blade of grass was a gun. That's how they took over Australia. They got rid of the guns. They made the people turn in their guns, and that's why they have gone under the cabal rule. And they're trying to do it now here, and this makes people buy more guns. But if you can't get ammo, what's the point of having a gun?
You can get ammo. If you can smuggle drugs into the country, can't they get by and bring ammo into the country?
Well, the militias
don't worry
are
about
doing
the ammo.
That. Militias have been painted as the bad guys, and they're actually our last line of defense. Yeah, What is your first name?
My name is Pianki, Lori.
I'm sorry?
P-I-A-N-K-I, Pianki. And you know another thing, too. Women need to form gun groups, gun clubs, and have activities just like they do in bowling, bingo, or girls' night out.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. I'm actually only have a few minutes left, but I don't know whether I can get this to give me a little bit more time. But I like what you're saying, and I like how you're expressing yourself. But the thing is, with having people strapping on guns and walking around that way, how do you prevent being mugged and having them take your gun and, you know, doing a mass murder with your gun that's registered to you, and so you get blamed for it? My sister has had her gun stolen from her house, and it was used in a crime. And
it was stolen from my house. She didn't have possession of it. I tell you something,
right.
If you got a gun strapped on your hip, and of course this sounds far-fetched, you got a gun strapped on your hip, have a derringer in your bra. Miss Kitty from Gunsmoke.
I think if people didn't know for sure who was toting, you know, that whether they had a concealed carry or not, whether they just, you know, then you actually might be more afraid to commit a crime because someone whips out their gun and says, stop or I'll shoot. But, you know, I want you to call back again. I'm out of time for today. I didn't book enough time on my platform. But I like what you're saying, and I like your interesting points.
Think about it, Lori.
Okay.
Yeah,
thanks for calling.
P-I-A-N-K. Think about it. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Let's be bold. Yeah. Let's be brave. Let's be free. And let's be informed. And let's have more discussions about this subject. God bless y'all, and keep praying for America so we can be blessed again, so we can bless the world. We're taking America back, and we're taking the music back and education and media, and we're going to have to do it together, and we're going to have to figure out how. So keep tuning in, and I hope that we can come up with some ideas. God bless you.